We all have a part to play in what God is doing. And God sees the potential in you. There's great potential in each one of you. I want you to point to the person next to you and say to them, there's great potential in you. Do you believe it? Do you actually believe that? Because sometimes we can look at ourselves and say, me? What could God ever do with me? I'm just an ordinary labourer. That's why I'm dressed like this, by the way. I'm a painter. I can't do much, but you know, God sees the potential in us and he wants to use us for his glory. He's got a plan for each one of us to do, and we might not see what we can do for God, but let me tell you, God knows what he's put in you, and he wants to use you. And I've got a couple of little seeds, and they're apple seeds. Have you seen this? I actually cut up an apple yesterday morning. Could somebody help me with it? Yeah. Oh, here they are. Okay, apple seeds. Now, if you look at an apple seed, they're not very big, are they? In fact, they're really small, and if you look at them, they're not really good looking. They're not, you know, not something that you would think, wow, look at that, an apple seed. What potential is in that apple seed? Well, you probably wouldn't look at that. And, you know, sometimes we look at ourselves the same way.
Yes.
And we think, what's in us? What can God do with us? But, you know, the potential in that seed, you know, we can count how many seeds are in an apple, but you can't count how many apples are in this seed. Because there's potential in that seed waiting to be released. And as that potential is released, let me tell you, it can produce thousands and thousands and thousands of apples. And that's just like you. You know, God sees the potential in you and he wants to release you into the harvest field. It's harvest time. We've been talking as a church this year about harvest time. And when David asked me to share a few weeks ago, I was looking up there one morning and I thought, harvest time. That's what we're all about. We're here for the harvest. So God is looking for the potential in each one of you to release you in different ways. We're not all the same, by the way. We don't all look the same. I'm not like Fred. I'm not, definitely not like Alan. But you know, God sees what he's put in me and he sees what he puts in Fred and he sees what he puts in Alan and he sees what he puts in all of us and he wants to use us for his glory.
Yeah.
But the potential is there, but that potential has to be released. Let me tell you, it's a privilege to serve Jesus.
Yes.
Now, I've been full-time now in children's ministry and serving God for 38 years. And I really didn't know when I first got involved what that meant. But I just stuck my hand up and said, Lord, I can't do much. I'm uneducated, but you use me. You do whatever you like with me. And, you know, God seen my hand and he said, yes, I can use you. You know, he sees the potential in you. And as you stick your hand up, he can say, I can use you, Daniel. I can use you, Haley. He is already, isn't he? I can use you. And he wants to use you for the harvest because there's a harvest field out there waiting to be brought in. Jesus said to the disciples, he said to them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Laborers. What's a laborer? A laborer is a worker. Somebody willing to pull the hand, get their hands dirty, get down there and work. You know, that's what Jesus is looking for. People who will say, Jesus, use me. I want to be a laborer for you. Unfortunately, sometimes we have the expectation that only those who are up on the stage, only those who are pastors, only those who look really good can be used by God. But that's wrong. You know, God is wanting to use each one of us because he put things in you that only you can do for him. And he sees that potential in you and he's looking for you to stick your hand up and say, yes, Lord, I want to be a laborer for you. So the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And Jesus says, pray for the labourers. We need to pray, don't we? You know, our church, we're starting to see a harvest, aren't we? The baptism last week, well, that was just absolutely incredible. But you know, that's just the beginning. And we need to be praying for more and more and more labourers, because as God opens up the door and more people start coming in, we need to be able to disciple those people and to take them on and bring in more and help them. And so the labourers, a few, say, you are part of this harvest. If you will say this, I can do things for Jesus. I want to stick my hand up and say, Jesus, you use me. I can do it. You know, when I asked who wanted to come to Carnarvon, people just stuck their hand up. They didn't know what they were going to do, but they had this can-do mentality, saying, I want to be a servant.
Yeah, very good.
They didn't know what was going to happen. Helen didn't know she had to cook for 30 people. Had no idea that was going to happen. But, you know, she put her hand up and said, I've got something to give, Lord. You take it. And that's all he's looking for. Just for you to stick your hand up and say, Lord, whatever you put in me, I'm willing to give back to you. You know, this is, I read this the other day and it really stuck in my heart. And it said, show me, Master, what you would have me do. Is Jesus your master?
Yes.
Show me, Master, what you would have me to do. Let me be motivated by what motivates you. Let me live with your purposes in mind and copy your actions. Let me be motivated by what motivates Jesus. And that's what he's looking for. He's looking for labourers who will stick their hand up. Be a servant. Be willing to do those things. You know, sometimes when we serve God, nobody sees it. You know, and that's what he's looking for. People who are willing to pick up that piece of paper.
Yes.
People who are willing to come along and just encourage somebody. And just to sow. And those people who come to Carnarvon, they stuck their hand up and they used what they had. Joey, he's a photographer. He'd never used a paintbrush in his life, I don't think. But he got out there and he had a go. And God started to use him. Adrian, he's never put up a sign in his life. That was his job, putting up the sign outside the church. Helen, well, she's cooked before, but she had a big job to do. And each one of us had a part to play. But as we worked together, let me tell you, God put it together and he used us as a team. Because each one of them had this servant heart. Lord, I want to do whatever you want me to do. I can do. And so if we're going to reach the harvest for Jesus, we need to have this can-do attitude. The next one, the scripture says in John 12:26, if anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servants will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honour. Let us follow him. Let us say, Lord, you lead me. You show me what you want me to do, but I'm willing to do it. See, we have a choice. We can say yes or we can say no. So we need to have a can-do attitude, but then we need to have a should-do attitude. There's things that we should do. Like, we should tell the truth, shouldn't we? We should honour our parents, shouldn't we? Wives, you need to look after your husbands. You should do that. Is that right?
No.
Men, you should have got out of bed this morning and made breakfast for your wives. How many men got out of bed this morning and made breakfast for their wives? Not one hand. Those things you should do. But let me tell you, God is looking for a should-do attitude. And there's things that we need to do that God can help us. So we should be telling, we should be reading our Bibles. Are you reading your Bible every day? Because if we're going to be a labourer for Jesus, we need to be listening to what he wants us to do. And the way that we're going to find that out is through reading his word. And as we read his word, he will speak to us and he will show us things, and our minds will start to be changed and becoming what he wants us to be. And that potential that's in you will start to be released as we get into his word. So we need to be sowing seeds of encouragement. The next scripture here says, Matthew 13:3 says, behold, the sower went out to sow seeds. And as he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some seeds fell by the rocky ground. And as we go on with this passage, we can see there's a lot of seed that was we thought was wasted. But you know, the farmer still went out and he was sowing the seeds, because he never knew where that seed was going to fall. And you know, the seeds that we sowed in Carnarvon and Kununurra that's going to come up, we don't know what God's going to do with that. But let me tell you, God knows. and he's going to take those seeds and he can cause a harvest. And in verse 8 it says, but some fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 60, some 100, some 30-fold. But the farmer went out there expecting. We need to expect a harvest. You know, and so we need to sow words of encouragement, sow words of hope. You know, hope is a big thing nowadays, isn't it? There's a lot of people out there that's feeling very hopeless. And as we come along and sow the seeds of the word of God into their life, God can take those seeds and that seed can be planted and all of a sudden can bring forth fruit. So we all have a part to play. So we need to have this should-do mentality. The next one, I will do. This is the hard one, the will do. What will you do? So again, we have a choice. The other week, just last week, I was walking past a washing machine at home. And it has when the load's finished, it has beep, beep, beep. You got one of those? Yep. And I was walking past and I looked at it and I thought, oh, the washing's finished. Now, that was smart coming up with that. Because I don't normally pay attention to the washing machine because that's not my job to do. I know. I'm a labourer. I got my hands dirty. I don't go on the washing machine. I probably need to put that on later when Jane hears this message. So I walked past and I looked and I thought, oh, can I hang the washing up?
Yes,
I can. Should I do it?
Yes.
Well, it's really not my job to do. But if I want to be a blessing to my wife, I should do it. Now then there's a question. Will I do it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So I did it. First time ever. So that happened last week, but you know what happened? On Friday, I walked past the washing machine again. And it was beeping again. Can I do it?
Yes.
Should I do it?
Yes.
Did I do it?
No.
No, I did it. That was hard. This was a bigger load. The first one was easy. But then again, yesterday. And I thought, I'm not going to walk that way anymore. See, God is asking you to do things and you have a choice. See, you can do what God asks you to do because he'll empower you to do it. Should you do it? Yes, because we're part of this harvest field. We want to see a harvest and we all have a part to play. And as we all do our part, let me tell you, God can take it and bring in that harvest. So the big question is, will I?
Yeah.
Will I? When God asks you to do something, will you do it? So you can say no. And this is the hard part. Are we willing to lay down our lives and say, God, I want your will to be done in my life. I want that potential that you put in me to be released for your glory. So you can bring in that harvest field. And I just want to be a labourer for you. I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do. Let my will be your will. You show me what you want me to do. And as you lay down your life, let me tell you, Jesus will pick you up and he will start to use you and he'll do things that you will never dream of. I read this yesterday. Oh, we're running out of time. Jim Elliot, who was a missionary in Ecuador. Some of you probably heard his story, but he was martyred as he was taking the good news, the gospel, into an unreached people group. And when he was in Bible college, this was years before, he wrote this down. He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Isn't that amazing? And he got martyred. This was written, but because of that, let me tell you, thousands and thousands of those local people are now in the kingdom of God through one guy. And it's an absolutely incredible story how God could see the potential in him and used it. And God can see the potential in you and he wants to use it. And you don't know what God's going to do. But let me tell you, he's got a plan for you.
Wow.
Amazing plan. And he's put you in this church for a reason. And the reason so we can bring in the harvest, because it's harvest time. We're going to finish now, but I'd like to pray for those who maybe are struggling a little bit and saying, Lord, I have my own desires. I want to do things my way. But, you know, we've got to come to that place of saying, God, you're the boss of my life. I'm willing to do things your way. You take complete control. I want the potential that you've put in me to be released for your glory. Is that you this morning? Let's just close our eyes. Father, I just thank you for each person here. Lord, you love them, you see them. Lord, you see the way they look at themselves. Maybe they think there's not much in them, that you couldn't use them. But Lord, I know that you're speaking to people this morning, that you want to touch them and release them into all that you have for them. So Father, I pray right now that you'll just speak into their hearts. And maybe this morning you'll want to say, yes, Lord, that's me. I want to put my hand up and say, Lord, use me. I want to be a laborer for you. I want to do whatever you want me to do. Take control of my life. Is that you this morning? If it is, I'd just like you to put your hand up and put it down again. And you know, the Lord sees you. And he'll take your life and say, yes, I see that hand. And he'll start putting things in front of you, things that you can serve God. And as you take those steps, let me tell you, the next step will become clearer and clearer. And he will start to use you for his glory. So, Father, I thank you for those who put their hand up this morning. Bless them, Lord. And, Lord, as a church, we want to move forward in you. Lord, we want to see your kingdom come. We want to see the harvest come in. So we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.